This call is being recorded.
No, could it be? Yes. I don't know. So what? You gave a noise. Come on back in here, baby. We need a man.
Did you what?
Come on back in here, so we need a man.
Hello.
Now sit down and listen. I got the speaker on mine. We can do it together. Yeah. Ain't saying nothing. I guess we ready.
We gotta cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I hear you. This is Jerome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, everybody's calling in now. One moment.
He calling in now, one moment. Not you.
Oh.
Just listen to it. Don't put that thing together, you're closing.
Good evening, Passion of Christ. This is Bishop R.C. Pritchett. I was glad when he said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We thank God once again for allowing us another opportunity to come and share the word of God on Wednesday night. And we thank God for you and for your presence. Give me a quick shout out. Who's on board with me?
James.
James Butch.
All right. God bless you. Who else do we have on board?
Sister Cathcart.
Sister Cathcart, okay.
Sybil.
Brother James. Sybil, all right. Who else do we have on board?
It's Brother Turner.
All right. Hello, Brother Turner. Who else do we have on board?
All right.
I don't think you got me.
Yeah. Sister Sybil, yes, we, I got you. All right. Who else do we have on board? Okay, that's good enough. We're going to go with who we have and hope and pray that others will catch up. Before we go any further, and I'll with our subject and our discussion for this evening, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we come for your throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We want to thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you have stored upon us throughout this day. We thank him, Father, for your goodness and your mercy that follows all the days of our life. Father, we'd like to thank you for being a loving God, a compassionate God, merciful God. We thank you for being our provider. We thank Heavenly Father for putting a hedge around us and protecting us from all that is evil. Father, we come this evening, O God, praying that you continue, Lord, to bless all your children near and far. We pray, Father, that you continue to put your hedge around them and protect them. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, just help us all to be faithful to you, to your word. Help us to love one another. We pray that you help us in the name of Jesus by your spirit, that we be rapture ready when that time comes. We know, Father, that our time is running out. We realize, Heavenly Father, that we need to be ready every day, and Father, to be called up to meet our Lord Jesus in the air. Now, Father, we ask, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and illuminate our hearts, our minds, help us understand these truths that you have to share with us. I pray, Father, that you will lead me and guide me in this Bible discussion. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right. We're going to take up from where we left off last week. We're still talking about dealing with toxic people. Dealing with toxic people. Okay, before I go any further, I want to ask a question. Those of you who was listening in on last week, and you probably wasn't listening in, but we want to know what are some of the characteristics of a toxic person? Give us some characteristics of a toxic person.
One characteristic of a toxic person is they think they know everything.
Okay.
And they would fill your head with things that sounds good.
All right.
They tell you this is good for you, but in reality, it's not.
Okay.
And it's always a tragic when you find something out the hard way.
Uh-huh.
For example, I could be messing with some people, talking to them, and I've already heard that you shouldn't be messing with them people, you know, but they're my friends. And that's right. That would be my reply. They are my friends. And later on, I found out that they don't stab me in my back when I'm not there. They're talking about me, talking about the other people that I run around with, and a whole lot of stuff that I shouldn't have never said to them.
Okay, thank you, Brother Brown. We got the gist of that.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's hear from somebody else because I might have to start going back to an hour instead of just this 30 minutes because really we want your input when we have a lengthy input that shortens the time that we have for us to teach and process. But okay, so let's hear from someone else. Just ask the question, what are some of the characteristics of toxic people? If you was with us on last week, you should have a lot of information on people that we consider to be toxic.
Sister Cathcart. Toxic people. You can be talking to them, and they'll say to you, "You're going to the wrong church. You need to come on and go to my church." And so you can be a better person in God. Uh-huh. I said, "Oh no, you know, I can't do that." I said, "Being around toxic people is they're trying to get you to do things that you're not supposed to do. You love God, you love Jesus Christ, and you're being taught the Word of God. So why would you just switch up? Stay where you are and learn what God has put in and have put there for you to learn." And he gives you your leader to teach you the Word of God. So what have you doing something, everything, if you would listen to him. But I'm not listening.
All right. Thank you very much, Sister Cathcart. Thank you very much. Yeah, there are some people out there that goes to different, that's in different denominations, and they do what the Apostle Paul tells us not to do, because that's what some of the Pharisees and Sadducees was doing. There's apostolating members. They kind of still take other believers from one congregation and drag them over to theirs. As you're like, you know, some people today is going to a Baptist church, and another may be going to another church, and these other people that's caught up in their rituals and traditions and stuff like that, they would try to come over to the Baptist church and pull people out and telling them, you know, that they're not serving God over there, and they are being taught the wrong things, and that's what you call apostolates. And want you to know that the scriptures forbid us from even trying to do that kind of stuff. You know, our main objective is to go out there and win souls to Christ, and invite people who don't go to church to our churches, you know. So if people who is determined, you know, to stay in those different denominations, of course, whatever, you know, and they don't want to hear you, you just have to leave them alone. Okay? All right. Let's see who else. Anybody else have any input on what a toxic person is? What are some of their characteristics? One more person.
It's a person. It's a person that causes your mind and try to direct you to do bad things and things against the will of God, and may try to get you to put other people down or slander them, or you know, just be against the things of God as they are trying to do, and you let the devil use them, and they can have you so confused about doing things that you don't know what direction to go to and which way to turn. They poison your mind against the things that you should do and things that you should not do.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, is there only one sex that is toxic? Is there only one particular sex that is toxic?
No, both sexes are toxic.
Okay, both can be toxic.
Yes.
Okay, both can be toxic. All right. Now, just want to reiterate upon this. Toxic people is very moody. They're negative for their behavior. Some is toxic people become bullies, and they will use his or her mood swings to limit and manipulate people. They also inflict abuse and misery upon other people's life, and notice that there are attitudes is overly self-referential, and their relationships are prioritized according to how each one can be used to meet their own selfish need. Toxic people is very selfish. This is the kind of toxic behavior we want to keep looking at, because a lot of people are being controlled by toxic people. And the thing about it is they're caught up in that kind of lifestyle with a toxic person, and they don't know how to break away from them. And a lot of us think, as because we're Christians, we're saved, that we must tolerate that kind of behavior, but we will find in the scripture that The Bible tells us to shun all appearance of evil. And when you find people who try to manipulate you, they're negative. Their behavior is negative toward you and other people. They want to bully you and intimidate you. The Bible don't tell us that we have to continue to fellowship with those kind of people, tolerate them. Matter of fact, the Bible, like I said, it tells us to shun all appearance of evil. And some people think, you know, well, I have to stay in this relationship. No, you don't. Okay, we're gonna try to show you some ways and some reason why you need to get out of that, because God is not the author of confusion. Okay, He is not the author of confusion. So let me share point one, which is we have several points that we need to share with you. I hope you can get something out of these points. Yeah. The first one is move on without them. You have to learn how to move on without toxic people in your life. If you know someone who insists on destructively dictating your life through the emotional atmosphere, they're being controlling, then be clear that they are toxic. If you are suffering because of their attitudes, their sway moves, and you're compassionate, you're patient, and you give them advice and general attentiveness, and your attentiveness to them, and doesn't seem to help them. I mean, you can only do so much, you know, to help people like that. And they don't seem to care one bit. Then you need to ask yourself, do I need this person in my life? And that's something that only you can answer, but you got to come to that conclusion when the light comes on. God won't leave you in the dark. You see, He won't leave you in the dark. Every once in a while, Satan will send you someone in your life to befriend you, and at the same time to destroy you. But when you see, when the Lord shine light upon that person, in order for you can see their hearts and their mindset, and you know that they ain't up to no good, they try to destroy you and try to destroy your relationship with God and other Christians, then it's time for you to move on without them. And sometimes, you know, we can get so caught up in those relationships that it's hard to move on. Okay? It's hard to move on. Now, when you come to a toxic person from your environment, it becomes a lot easier to breed when you delete them from your environment. Okay? Sometimes you just have to delete them, get rid of them. Now, if the circumstances warranted, leave these people behind and move on when you must. Seriously, be strong and know when enough is enough. And that's the problem with some of us Christians, you know, that's humble and meek and loving. You know, we have some brothers and sisters, you know, that I'm telling you, you know, they go well above being patient with people and kind to people. And some people just run all over them. You know, toxic people can just run all over them. You know, but we need to, they need to understand, you know, God did not mean for you to be in that particular relationship with anybody who is toxic like that, that's abusing you and others. They come as wolves in sheep clothing. And you got to learn how to be strong enough and when to know how to say enough is enough. Letting go of toxic people don't mean you hate them. Don't mean that you hate them. That you wish them harm. It simply means that you care about your own self. That's what that means. You care about your own self. And you should care about yourself. And you should care about your own well-being. Okay. Another thing about dealing with this issue, a healthy relationship is reciprocal. It should be give and take. That's what a good relationship should be about, is giving and taking, but not in a sense that you are always giving and they are always taking. Now, I'm quite sure, you know, that some of you probably been in that situation. Some of you may be going through that situation where you're involved with somebody that's very toxic in your life. And every time you turn around, you know, they start out being real nice and sweet, you know, and showing you some good qualities. All of a sudden, they flip the switch on you. And then before you know it, you know, they are very needy, and they need this and they need that all the time. You find yourself giving, always giving. And sometimes well above your means. So, the only thing I'm saying is, you know, that, hey, look, the old saying, you know, that a lot of older people had when I was coming up, the late Pastor Bader told me when I brought an issue before him, he said, well, whenever a trickster finds a sucker, he just suck him dry. And that's exactly what a toxic person will do. He look at you or she look at you as a sucker, and they will suck you dry from everything that you have if you let them. Okay? All right, if you must keep a truly toxic person in your life for whatever reason, then consider the remaining points. Okay, point two is stop pretending their toxic behavior is okay. That's what we're going to take up next week on point two. Like I said, we're going to be on this for a little while because there's so many of us, you know, we feel like we just have to live in that with circumstances like that with toxic people. And we have no idea that Jesus Christ said, and I'm encourage you to stay in God's word, because Jesus Christ told us, you know, the Son of Man came to set us free. And if he came to set us free, then we're free indeed. We shouldn't put ourselves back in bondage when God has delivered us from bondage. Okay? Now, there's some scriptures I want to share with you right quick. For as learning how to shun those who is evil. Job chapter 1, verse 8, it reminds us that that's what Job done. Job was considered as a perfect and upright man, But one thing he did do, he shunned all appearance of evil. Okay? And that's what we need to do. Don't care who it is. That's Shauna. Some people you just have to stay away from. Don't mean that you have to hate them. Also, you may want to read Job chapter 28, verse 28. Somebody read that verse for me. Then someone get the next verse ready. Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. But I need somebody to read Job 28 and 28. Somebody read Proverbs chapter 3, 7, and 8.
Proverbs 3, what? 7 and
8. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 7 and 8. But the first one I want you to read is Job 28 and 28.
Reading Job 28 and 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
All right, all right. If you want to have wisdom, fear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing in that, it says, flee evil, shun all appearance of evil. Now, I'll tell you one thing. When you're around toxic people, you know, their red flags ought to be flying in your spiritual mind that those people is not right. Okay. Job, let's see, what other scripture? Oh, Proverbs 3. Chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
Reading Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy travel and marrow to thy bones.
All right, all right. See, God is telling all of us that he wants us to be wise, but not in our own eyes. Okay? Not according to that old sinful flesh, but be wise enough to fear the Lord and depart from evil. And how do we depart from evil? That's a question. Somebody asked me, how do we depart from evil? What should we do to report from evil?
Walk away from the situation.
Okay. And if we're doing evil, what are we supposed to do?
Stop doing it.
Oh, okay. Stop doing it. Well, what is the biblical word for it? Repent. Repent. And be converted, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. That's fair to acknowledge what you're doing is wrong. It's evil in the sight of God, and the Holy Spirit bringing you under conviction of that. And then after you acknowledge that it's wrong, then you repent from it, ask God, admit it to God that what you're doing is wrong, and then be converted, stop doing it. Like Sister Reed said, stop doing it. And if you're struggling with that, then you ask God to give you strength to overcome it. And he will. Sometimes, you know, we get caught up in certain sins and it becomes addicted to us. And we know it's wrong. But when we do sin, we got an advocate, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is pleading our case. He will forgive us. But we just have to acknowledge that what we're doing is wrong and ask him to deliver us from whatever that is we're doing. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, you be quick doing that. They just don't know. You know, if they ain't never been through what you're going through, they'll find, you know, a lot of these habits and sins are not as easy to quit as we say that they are. Gotta get amen.
Amen.
All right. Let me have one more scripture. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16. Proverbs 14, verse 16.
Proverbs 14.
Okay, reading. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident.
All right. Now, it's one thing about it is we got to decide whether or not that we want to be a wise or we want to be a fool. I don't know about you, but I live a foolish life, and I found out that's not the way that God wants us to live.
Right.
So I had to change my mindset, and I do fear God, and I had to depart from my evil ways because I was tired of living like a fool. Okay.
All right.
The choice is ours. Okay, any more comments before we say goodnight? I want to know if y'all getting anything out of this.
Yes, we did.
Amen.
Okay. All right. I guess we've said enough for this evening. We thank God for you and for your presence. We just hope and pray that you continue to keep looking up, look to the hills from which comes your help. Make sure that you live every day like the day may be your last day, because you never know when Jesus is going to come back and rapture the church, and there's so many people who is here today and gone today. So please, whatever you do, live every day like it's going to be your last day. Believe that if this is your last day, that you're going to enter to glory, be with the Lord. Okay? Don't forget, this coming Sunday is the Sunday that we get ready for Easter. And we'd like for everybody to show up this coming Sunday. Invite your friends, people who don't have a church. I'd like for you to invite them to come and be with us. And just always remember our major responsibility as Christians is not just to get ourselves right and stay right with God, but help others to turn from sin to Christ. And Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. All right. God bless everybody. Y'all take care. Love all of you. Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Mm-hmm.